Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
On a recent morning at Children's Hospital in Boston, this is what it sounded like on the stairs in the main lobby. Kind of trippy, right? It's called sound stair. When people walk up and down the stairs, they trip a series of photoelectric sensors on each step, each of which triggers notes on a scale and a series of bird, cricket, and frog sounds.
Really, the basic idea is about animating space with sound.
And this is the artist who designed sound stair, Christopher Janney of Lexington. SoundStair is brand new to Children's Hospital, but it's been in the Museum of Science for a while. Janney is trained as a jazz musician and architect, and his art reflects both of those disciplines. He's installed this technology on a New York subway platform. He's also designed jazz and dance pieces in which the beat is generated by the musician's actual heartbeat. SoundStair is Janney's effort to get the public to interact with the spaces around them by transforming those spaces into jazz instruments.
That's really the fundamental premise of a lot of my, what I call, urban musical instruments, creating instruments in the public spaces that actually allow people to creatively play in their everyday life.
I just really like being able to do it. Like, you know how some music, it just, like, takes, like, you have to learn it? You don't even have to learn. You can easily just, like, make your own rhythm.
So this is 10-year-old Carolyn Fopiano, who's here at the hospital with her parents and two little brothers. While doctors, nurses, and other adults went up and down the stairs, apparently unaware of the instrument, Carolyn and her brothers couldn't resist it.
So you really think of it as like an instrument, right?
Yeah, and then when you do, and then when I did it over there, I explored. Like, I, like, danced in front of it. I, like moved my arms in front of it. And it's sort of like magic. I can, like, dance while doing it. I can, like, make music while I'm...
So, Carolyn, do you play an instrument?
Like, I used to play the guitar. And I'm playing, and in music class, I play the recorder, which I'm good at doing.
But this is more fun, it sounds like.
It's easier, too.
Right, okay.
So this is Chris.
And
Chris is the artist.
Nice to meet you.
Chris is the artist who designed SoundStair. And she says it's a musical instrument that's even easier than a recorder, right?
Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. All you really need to do is be able to run and something. Run and move your arms, and without any books involved.
Because music isn't about books, isn't that right?
Yeah, for me.
You can always sing without a book.
I know.
So, Chris, when I came in here, most people were just kind of walking up and down the stairs,
sure,
going about their business, not really paying attention.
Sure.
The kids were paying attention to what was happening.
Sure. The younger they are, the more they know.
Yeah.
That's really just part of the nature of the piece. I mean, I've built pieces like this all over the world, and I sort of find in different cultures I get different reactions, you know.
Tell me about that. I know that years ago you had this on the Spanish Steps,
yeah,
in Rome, for example.
Yeah, yeah, I had on the Spanish Steps in Rome, and an Italian came up to me and says, like a dream for Cinderella. And I thought, like, well, that's pretty good, actually. And in Germany, we actually had it there for a festival, and a German woman came up and says, you American have no culture, and you never will. So it's really not about me. It's about the culture.
So didn't, like, satisfy the German cultural demand.
No, so, you know, it's like a cultural barometer in that sense.
Yeah.
And I was happy with that.
You know, when you walked in and you saw me talking to the kids and you saw the kids on the stairs, you just lit up right away. That must be hugely gratifying to see an installation like this that you put in being appreciated like,
well,
that.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, Picasso said it takes a long time to become young again. And that's a lot of what this work is about. It's about bringing the child out in everybody.
You've done other pieces, if I recall, that are similar to this. You installed a similar kind of technology in a subway platform in New York.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a permanent piece on the 34th Street platform called Reach. And it's actually, instead of the photocells being down at stair level, it's overhead, and you reach up and wave your hand and trigger, and it's on the uptown and downtown sides.
It seems like one of the themes that rides through all of these installations is sort of the relationship between music and the randomness of sound.
I know what you're saying, but this sound is not random. This is based on laws of jazz improvisation. I mean, people are walking down here over major seventh scales, and then it changes to flat third, flat seventh. So everything, all the birds and the crickets and the frogs are triggered in harmony with the melodic instruments. So if it was, in fact, monkeys jumping on a piano, it wouldn't sound this good.
The piece that's random, obviously, are the folks that are triggering.
That's correct. The rhythm. The rhythmic aspect of it is turned over to people's movement patterns on the stairs. But, you know, I was trained as a drummer, and so I can hear some what I think is some pretty interesting rhythmic patterns. But I think what's more important for the public is that they understand and know that they're making the sound. And I think that's what sort of brings this element of participatory art and participation, brings it to a different level.
Well, Chris Janney, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us. And it's always a pleasure to hear you and hear your, whatever they are, your inventions.
Urban musical instruments.
Your urban musical instruments, yes. Excellent. Exactly what I was going to say. And you can find more information about Chris Janney and his urban musical instruments on our website, radioboston.org.
Well, tomorrow on Radio Boston, we're going off the beaten track in New England. We're going to be talking about those hidden, out-of-the-way summer destinations, the hidden gems of summer fun.
And we're looking for your suggestions. So if you haven't already, you can submit your ideas right now at radioboston.org. We have a special link set up for this. It's at the bottom right-hand side of the page on our website.
So do tell us about your favorite off-the-beaten-track summer getaways. We'll read many of them on the air and offer a few ideas of our own. That is tomorrow on Radio Boston.
And Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakraborty. Don't join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.